Hey, it's Dr. Mike T. Nelson here on not just another fitness podcast for fitness geeks only. This week, we're talking all about sleep, and I'm going to give you my number one tip for sleep that I found works really well. Now, you may be thinking, oh, I know what this is. He's going to talk about making your sleep cave, making sure that it's nice and dark, making sure that it's nice and cool, doing different things before bed, having a pre-bed ritual, maybe supplements using melatonin or magnesium or other things to help you relax before bed. Maybe it's some type of super cool biohack of sitting in front of your biomodulation photo, blah, blah, blah. Red, yellow, purple light, whatever is the latest trend right now. And nope, it's actually not any of those. And not that those are necessarily bad tips. I don't know if there's any weird purple lights or anything, but we do have red light therapy, right? So photobiomodulation, but that's a different topic altogether. What I'm going to talk about is what I have found is literally the number one thing that helps with sleep. And what's super cool about it is yesterday I talked about the physiology and the psychology of change and how I feel sleep is like really far down on the list because it's very hard for clients to actively make those habit changes of number one, just going to bed earlier. So with this tip, it's a sneaky way to get them to go to bed earlier, increase their quality of sleep, and actually do it without you directly telling them to do those things. So you're going, what? This doesn't make any sense. So what it is literally when they get up in the morning, go for a walk for about 10 to 20 minutes. Do not wear any sunglasses or glasses if possible. And that is a tip. Like, well, wait a minute. Aren't you supposedly talking about trying to help people sleep better? And now you're telling them to go take a walk in the morning. I don't understand how this makes any sense. So this is based off of some work that I've heard from Dr. Dan Pardee. So definitely check him out. Human OS. Great guy. And when he first explained this to me, I was at a conference, I think it was Paleo FX, probably 4 years ago now, maybe, or maybe it was Ancestral Health Society. I can't remember. I'm like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. Like, how the hell did I miss this? In a different podcast and different things that I've done, it's an easy thing for people to do, but many times gets missed. And what I found is that people are spending even more time indoors now than ever before, more time behind screens, behind windows, behind car windshields. So what's going on is when you're outside, even if it's overcast, the little photons from the sunlight above are hitting your eyeball, and they're hitting these little special photoreceptors in the back of the eye that tell your brain, hey, look, it's daylight outside. When it's daylight, with our circadian rhythm, we should be more awake, right? And now with a lot of the popularization of different glasses and different things at night, a lot of people talk about limiting blue light in the evening and screens or wearing very, my wife and I call them very sexy mole glasses in the evening. And I find that that definitely can help. Some people appear to be a little bit more of a hyper responder than others. What I found is by getting sunlight during the day, that is even more powerful than trying to limit blue light at night. Again, limiting blue light at night, I think, is still a good thing. So when you're outside, you're taking your walk, and it turns out that these special receptors are mounted kind of more on the bottom part of the eye. So they're arranged to see light coming from overhead. Now, again, when you're walking outside, you don't need to stare at the sun and burn your eyeballs or do anything like that. Just take a normal walk. Sunlight, the photons will hit the back of the eye. and it'll start to anchor your circadian rhythm, right? It's literally telling your brain and specialized structure like the SCN and possibly even different clocks all associated throughout your body. Organ system that they've looked at so far appears to have its own kind of intrinsic clock, which is pretty crazy. And the main master clock is in the brain, which is a structure called the SCN. And when you're outside with the sunlight exposure, it's telling your brain, hey, it's daylight. Let's make sure we stay awake. And it's also kind of anchoring that circadian rhythm. So you have two kind of competing systems. You've got one that's the kind of awake network and one that's the sleep network. So during the day, the drive from the awake network, you want to be as high as possible, right? High drive from the awake network tells you, hey, it's time to stay awake. During the day, however, you also have sleep pressure that builds up. So it kind of gets a little bit bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, most of the time, if you have a good, healthy circadian rhythm, you won't notice any difference because it's kind of being kept down by the awake network, which is going quite well. This is also why different things like caffeine and coffee kind of play around with that system, or more specifically, the adenosine system. So, but what you want to have happen is in the evening, you want the awake network to kind of take this abrupt drop off and have all this built up sleep pressure that kind of comes by unabated at that point. So what happens is you feel really tired, right? So you're working to get your circadian rhythm, your timing into a better position. So the awake network pulls back and you have this massive amount of sleep pressure, which then makes you sleepy and you go to bed and hopefully stay asleep longer and have a higher quality of sleep. This is all driven primarily by having sunlight exposure into the eyes. My preference is earlier is better, but if you can only eat your lunch outside at noon, that's totally fine. Other common questions on this too is, I like people to do it without sunglasses in the morning. The angle of the sun isn't going to be super high, right? You probably don't have to worry about burning your retinas. Again, don't stare at the sun like an idiot. The other part too is that some glasses, and even just glass itself, will kind of block some of the rays that need to happen and reach the eye for this effect. So driving behind a windshield, hanging out behind windows all day, you won't see this effect very much at all. Now, some of those things, because you're exposed to nature and just eye movements and other things, may have benefits. But for sleep regulation, you need to be outside, no glasses. And even now I found clients who have a UV protection in their contacts. So I would tell them, if possible, again, don't get run over by cars or run into stop signs or anything. If possible, don't put your contacts in because that can kind of block some of that UV light, which is needed for those special photoreceptors. Yeah, and so my number one tip, which appears to be a little counterintuitive, is try to get, around 15 to 20 minutes. Hey, if you can get a half hour, even better, of being outside. My preference is as early as you can get it in the morning. That will help regulate your circadian rhythm. So you'll feel more awake during the day and you'll feel more tired in the evening, which is what most clients want. And by doing that, you're working for them to hopefully listen to their body and go to bed sooner. Now, of course, different things like caffeine can kind of override that a little bit. So you want to pay attention to caffeine intake later in the day and a few other things. But getting in the habit of doing this, I found if people are really kind of messed up on their circadian rhythm, right? These people tend to report being super tired in the afternoon, maybe have a hard time staying asleep at night, wake up in the middle of the night. It takes about anecdotally 2 to 3 weeks to get kind of re-regulated. So it's not something that's going to have a magical effect just because you did it once. Consequently, if you miss a day too, it's not going to be the end of the world either. So get up, figure out when you're going to go for a walk, obviously walking has a lot of other benefits too, from calories burned to just getting movement to having your eyeballs look around at other things farther away than the screen in front of you. So get up, get some sunlight exposure for ideally around 20 minutes. This could be accumulated during the day. This could be 10 minutes in the morning, maybe lunch outside for 10 minutes. Maybe you park your car super far away, so you have to walk, you know, 5 minutes in, and then maybe you take your car to Lyft at the gym, you know, during lunch. So you've got another maybe 5 minute walk there and back. So try to accumulate that time. Last thing is that even outside on overcast days, you still have a fair amount of sunlight, UV that comes through. And the lab, they'll do things which measure this in terms of lux, the intensity. So even on more overcast or kind of cloudy days, I know I live here in Minnesota, we do have some, you know, nice sunny days, but it can be overcast at times. Even on those days, you are still going to see some benefit as not doing it. So number one tip for your better circadian rhythm, higher quality of sleep, and a sneaky way to get your clients to go the F to bed, get a walk in the morning. If you like this tip and you want more related to this, check out the Flex Diet cert. Just go to www.flexdiet.com, FlexDiet.com. We have all the details there. I have 8 different interventions I break down, both the physiology and giving you 5 specific action items to use with your clients, how to apply this into an actual system. All right, so I'm pretty sure you have a system for training and what you do for periodization, exercise, all that kind of stuff. Well, you probably should have a system also for how you do nutrition and recovery and things like sleep, and hopefully cool tips like this that are both based on science and geeky research, but are also very actionable and easy for clients to do. So go to flexdiet.com. Thank you.